Hello everyone, and welcome to one of the new short episodes presented by the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann. This is Scott, of course, and eventually there will be a name for these shows, but we're still working on that. There's a contest going on over at the Facebook page for the show, facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast. Scroll down until you see the entry from March 3rd about naming the short shows. Before we get to the topic at hand, I would like to thank everybody for reaching out to me and providing all the positive feedback that you have, as well as your support. I really appreciate it. If you've been thinking about contacting me for either, of course, the email address is show@thepermaculturepodcast.com, or you can give me a call, 717-827-6266. Or, for the other side of that, you can go to thepermaculturepodcast.com/support and make either a one-time or recurring contribution to the show, as it still continues to be listener-supported. The topic at hand for this piece was suggested to me by Eric, a permaculture practitioner from Baltimore, Maryland. And his thought was about presenting this kind of a piece on demystifying permaculture. And that's not about spirituality and permaculture and some of those conversations that are going on within the community. That's something I'll get to in another one of these pieces, probably not too long from now. But rather about trying to explain what permaculture is. And this is something I've been thinking about a lot because of the upcoming presentation that I have to give a Permaculture 101. And we could sit and roll through a bunch of different definitions that are very technical and explain many of these different pieces about permaculture, but trying to parse all those out and figure out the jargon and what all these different things mean can be kind of difficult. And they vary so much that it's hard sometimes to even see that these different definitions are the same. So I'm going to go with something very simple to explain really what the goal of permaculture is. And I forget who this idea comes from, but it was presented to me during my PDC, and I think it was Peter Bain, though it might be Albert Bates. But the idea is that permaculture is about designing permanent human civilizations powered by the sun. I like that. It's quick, it's easy, there's a lot of nice imagery about it. But that doesn't really explain what permaculture is, how it's practiced, or how it gets to that final goal. For me, permaculture's roots are in its ethics of earth care, people care, and the light version of the third, fair shares. Those in turn inform a design system that is based in both scientific research as well as the stories and wisdom of native cultures from around the world. At first, I had some difficulties trying to reconcile those two sides of the permaculture discussion about science and native knowledge, which I haven't found is always respected in the same way within the scientific community as we break things down, until I came to the world of environmental education, where we're now talking about myths and stories and the way that we transmit information beyond just facts. And that's part of what I see as the mission of permaculture, is the way to combine holistically all of human knowledge and culture in order to build permanent civilizations. That there's more to life than just this bit or that bit. We need to live life fully from the place we inhabit, in time, in space, and from there, intentionally take action. And that's where the design system goes for me, is that through the permaculture design course, we're kind of given a shortcut for different ways to look at the world through the principles in order to understand the way in which we can use the ethics to create that final goal of truly sustainable systems. And though permaculture talks a lot about the garden, it's much more than that. The garden, the landscape, just provides a common set of terms and language to discuss what we're doing. But throughout the literature and, you know, conversations that I've had with David Holmgren and some of the other elders within the community, we can't all just go plant gardens and make the world a better place. Humanity and the things that we do are bigger than that. It's more than just subsistence and eating. As much as we may be looking to build systems that are self-sustaining without us, there are still a lot of experiments going on, and we don't know all the ways to do that everywhere. So we have to engage those social and economic systems. And by engaging in the things that we care about, by finding our own niches, after going through the permaculture design course, everyone involved should take what they're good at. And because permaculture is not really about the techniques or solutions or strategies, it's really about the ethics first and foremost that allow us to figure out how to do these other things by caring for the earth, ourselves, and everything else that makes up our home. We begin to look at the world differently. We begin to slow down and make changes that are meaningful, and in turn creates the world that permaculture imagines. One of the conversations I've had with some of my friends is that so many of the books on permaculture really don't get into permaculture. They get into the techniques of permaculture. They get into the design-specific ideas of permaculture, which are very important for providing little ways to begin to access the ethics. They're a shorthand, a primer on the different ways that we can do things to meet those ethics in the work that we do. But at the end of the day, they're not the ethics. And right now, I would say that if someone were going to start reading about permaculture to find out more, I'd recommend either Masanobu Fukuoka's The One Straw Revolution because of the philosophy that it talks about. It kind of primes the mind to get you ready to read the next book that I'm going to recommend, which is David Holmgren's Permaculture, Principles and Pathways Beyond Sustainability. Now, I don't think that Holmgren's book is the easiest thing in the world to read. I took a couple of passes through it before it finally really started to make sense, but once it did, it really clicked. And then as I implemented these very broad, high-minded ideas and had a better understanding of what I think he was getting at and was expressed in a conversation that I had with him, which you'll find in the archives, that it really is about finding our own way in the place that we're at. There are lots of ways that permaculture can help us figure that out. And as we do so and apply the ethics in our own lives, change, modify, and use the different principles that are available from different authors to develop new ones, idioms that allow us to think about how we personally design, that everything else develops. And as we do those things, ultimately it leads us away from these ideas of destruction, scarcity, and fear to a place of regeneration, abundance, and love. We love ourselves. We love each other. We love this earth that's our home. That's my take on it, at least. If you have any other thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com, or give me a phone call, 717-827-6266. Thanks, and I'll talk to you again soon.